Fins up, everybody. I'm Hakey with Margaritaville TV, and after 2 days off in Albuquerque, New Mexico, ready to get this show started in Albuquerque at this amphitheater here. And we're here for soundcheck, and at soundcheck, we had a chance to talk to some of the Corey for Band members. Peter?
Yes, Hakey.
You play rhythm guitar, you play lead guitar in the Corey for Band.
That's right. You sing. I try to, yes.
What is your main responsibility on show day?
Helen says show up. It's show up, first of all, but it's to check the set list. I always check the email because Jimmy sends out a set list every day. Half in jest and half right on the money. For tonight, can I say what's going on tonight, or is this secret release?
Well, go for it.
He sent like a version of Fruitcakes he wants to do. So it's all kind of changed for the city, and that's one thing that Jimmy does that I think a lot of other artists don't do. So I do that, and then I always look at the song. Some we haven't played in ages, so I go practice the song. Make sure I know how to, like Margaritaville, every night. Man, that darn G chord gets me every time.
Every time.
So, that's about it. And then warm up my voice and go out there. And, you know, the days of drinking 6 tequilas before the first guitar solo are kind of gone for me. But Mike still does it.
Let me tell you that. He never did that.
He never did that?
No, he didn't do that.
What did he do, Norm?
He did party a little bit.
You're right. Yeah, you remember the early days.
I do remember I remember Cincinnati.
Oh, boy. Yeah, we won't go
tell
there.
About
yeah,
it, Pete.
What's the most difficult instrument you play in the percussion world, Eric?
This.
What's that called?
Shakeray.
Shakeray.
It's from Africa. This is not from Africa. This is actually made by Mylon Percussion. It's fiberglass, but this is a very difficult instrument to play because you have to be able to control it.
Speaking of playing and control, what is your main responsibility on show day as percussionist for the Corey for Band?
To make sure Roger plays right.
Roger, your drummer for the Corey for Band, what is your responsibility before showtime?
Nothing.
Okay, good answer.
My role is to sort of fill in the gaps to what the band is doing. I sort of try to glue everything together between the drums and bass and the guitars to try to add some flavor and spice, to not overplay or underplay, to just sort of create a nice groove for everybody.
Nice. We're here with Michael Utley. Michael Utley, Mr. Utley. Bong.
Mr. Utlash. That's right. You know the story about this one, don't you? Go ahead and tell
it. For the longest time on the recorded version of Volcano, I thought Jimmy yelled out, Mr. Utlash, but it was Mr. Utley.
Well, Mr. Utlash works fine. How do I answer your emails?
You're like, Mr. Utlash. That's right. As keyboard player and musical director of the Corey for Band, what is your responsibility on show day?
Not mess up. Be on time.
That goes
Have a smile. I understand. I saw some comments from Santa Barbara that none of us smile. Do I smile on stage? Do I?
You guys, you hadn't been played in a while, like our big show, and maybe we're all concentrating.
Well, that could be it. You know, sometimes when we do concentrate, that...
the rare occasion.
It looks like we take ourselves too seriously, yeah.
That's right.
Yeah, well, anyway.
Hey, what's up, man?
Mr. Greenwich.
Hey, guys. What's up, man? How is that?
You are Robbie Grenage.
Robbie Grenage. That's in my stage name.
Stage name.
For the Robbie Grenage, yeah.
As steel drum player and percussionist for the Corey Reaper Band, what is your main responsibility on show day?
On show day, get myself together, wake up, you get everything together, put yourself in place, and... read off that set list that he puts together and really go to work on it and find the pieces that you have your solos on and go to work and let the people enjoy it.
Mr. Mooney.
Yes.
Your road manager. That's not a question, that's a statement. What is your main responsibility on show day?
I don't have one main responsibility. I have, you know, several responsibilities. All of them that are, you know, really boring and uninteresting to talk about. So look for somebody else to interview here tonight. Thank you.
Okay, that leads me to my second question. What is one thing being on tour has taught you that you didn't know before going on a tour?
Well, I've been on other tours, but this is definitely such a great family and a camaraderie. What has it taught me? Just the importance of everybody getting along great, which we all do. I mean, there's such a great family environment out here. One of the things that we always want to do is to play consistently for every audience that we play for. So that's one of the things that we always try to do is, no matter where we are, to play a great show and to play consistently night after night.
What is one thing the road has taught you being on tour that you didn't know before you started touring?
Try to learn how to really get along with people, learn the right shit, and express your music a little more.
Live show.
Live show, even better.
Big family.
Big family, big fans. Oh, nice. Can't beat that at all.
Fins up.
Fins up, baby.
What did you learn on the road that you didn't know before going on the road?
Always have your luggage ready when Mooney tells you to.
Thanks, Raj.
Interview concluded.
What is one thing life and work on the road has taught you, being with Jimmy Buffett and this madness?
That you got to get up in the morning. I don't know. It hadn't taught me anything. What? I mean, you know.
Nothing?
Nothing. Nothing.
Roger said, always have your bags ready when Mooney says to.
Well, that came later on. When I first started, there were no bag pulls. You had to bring the bag. You know.
What kind of chaos is that?
Well, it was. It was chaos. We, you know, just had to be on time. We've always had to be on time.
Be on time. Is that what you're saying, be on time?
Yeah, be on time, yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, just be nice. Be a nice person.
So, watch what you eat. And I think that's about it.
That's good.
Erase that.
Bing and Bong producer, right here.
Erase that.